Track 9 and more news stories. Permission granted for more than 100 homes in Chudley. An application for up to 150 new homes at Chudley has got the green light, despite a raft of objections. Submitted by Wayne Homes, the application sought permission for 142 homes, 8 self-build plots, and associated infrastructure, including a pedestrian bridge and football pitch at land at Aldgate Bridge. And Teignmouth District Council have granted permission, albeit subject to several conditions, including but not limited to the submission and approval of a scheme detailing the phasing of the development, a construction environmental management plan, and a tree retention plan. In total, there are more than 50 conditions. The 150 home development, up to 30% of which will be affordable, will provide much-needed affordable housing with a variety of homes created from smaller starter homes to larger family homes. The design and access statement goes on to say. It will include a range of tenures, including private sale, shared ownership and renting. And as mentioned above, the bulk of contributions from residents voiced objection. There were those in favour of the scheme, although they were few and far between. As a young adult trying to get on the property ladder and remain local to Chudley and the surrounding area, this development will enable first-time buyers opportunity to purchase, rent or have shared ownership, one supporter said.
Teignmouth Primary School achieves coveted green flag. A Teignmouth Primary School has achieved the highest level school's Green Flag Award for its sustainability efforts. Hazeldown Primary School in Teignmouth was awarded a distinction level Eco Schools Green Flag just a year after taking up the programme. The award recognises the work pupils put in to promote sustainability and environmental awareness among students, staff and the wider community. Projects implemented by the pupil-led Eco Committee over the last 12 months included holding a whole school No Electronics Day, upcycling old uniform to make cushion covers for the school library, adding more plants to classrooms, sowing wildflower seeds, renovating hedgehog homes and bug hotels, and taking part in the Trail Recycled Art Project. One of the Eco Committee members, 11-year-old Jonathan Bamford, explained that he couldn't resist the opportunity to join the Eco Committee because he'd always loved the environment. My favourite part was installing new hedgehog houses in the Forest School area, he added. The Eco Committee, supported by teacher Mrs. Catherine Whitford and a team of parent volunteers, came up with the project ideas after conducting a comprehensive review of their school environment and curriculum from a green perspective. Through the audit, they identified three main areas for action: litter and waste, energy, and the school grounds. They then worked together to decide where and how they could make a meaningful difference through a detailed and impactful year-long action plan. The Hazeldown Eco Committee's desire to not only embrace but go beyond the required steps to champion positive environmental behaviours and further develop the school's sustainability journey resulted in them achieving a distinction level. I have been amazed at the response and the effort of the Eco Committee to achieve so much in our first year, said Hazeldown teacher and Eco Schools coordinator Mrs. Whitford. The children's efforts and dedication to each action have shown just what a forward-thinking, hard-working and all-inspiring group of children they are.
Moreland towns named best places to live in Devon. Two towns in Teignmouth have been named among the top 10 best places to live in Devon. Ashburton and Morton Hampstead made the 2025 Muddy Stiletto Awards Best Places to Live in Devon list, coming 7th and 8th respectively. Bampton came number one, with Modbury taking 10th place. Only one of Devon's two cities, Exeter, made the list, with the ocean city of Plymouth absent. Ashburton's independent vibe, community strength and quaint architecture saw the moorland town once again make Muddy's list. It has the feel of a town that's loved, with always lots going on, and a creative edge that pervades everything from its eateries to an active arts and culture scene, Muddy Stiletto said of Ashburton. Deeper on Dartmoor, we come to Morton Hampstead, of which the Muddy Stiletto said it was a small but perfectly formed town.
Council back Get Devon Working Plan. A new plan to create more job opportunities and improve the quality of jobs in the region has been approved by councillors at Devon County Council. The Cabinet gave its backing to the draft Get Devon, Plymouth and Torbay Working Plan. The two-year framework aims to address long-standing economic challenges in the region, such as high inactivity rates in Torbay, persistent youth unemployment in Plymouth, low pay in coastal and rural sectors across Devon, and barriers faced by carers, older workers and those with health conditions. Priorities of the plan include addressing skills gaps, tackling health-related inactivity, enabling unpaid carers and those with caring responsibilities to re-enter the workforce, and supporting young people into sustained careers, including those at risk of not being in education, employment or training. It brings together existing programmes such as the Adult Skills Fund pilot, Connect to Work, Train for Tomorrow, and the Careers Hub, aligning them under a single shared strategy. The initial delivery will focus on pilot areas in Torbay, Ilfracombe and Newton Abbott before being rolled out across the wider area.
Long Service Award for Firefighter. A firefighter has received a Long Service Award after serving 20 years at Dawlish Fire Station. Crew manager Simon Dukes was presented with a certificate by Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Group manager Lee Blackburn at an event on Wednesday night, September 17th. The presentation was attended by friends, family and former and current firefighters at Dawlish Fire Station. Simon has attended numerous incidents as a co-responder and firefighter while serving at Dawlish over the last two decades. We would like to thank Simon for his hard work, dedication and commitment to the station. A spokesperson from Dawlish Fire Station said, "Long may it continue."